talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
There it is, there it is, there it is. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Montana Talks. This is John Jackson. I'm sitting in for Aaron Flint this morning. He is setting up some new studio equipment, some really high-speed, low-drag, new studio equipment that's going to allow him to beam the signal from anywhere, do it anytime he wants, get to take the calls, all of that good stuff. It is going to be high-speed, low-drag. It's that same kind of equipment that you see that these national radio hosts have, and they can go anywhere and do their show from anywhere. It's some really cool stuff. We saw it when we were out there in Las Vegas doing SHOT Show. But he will be back with you live tomorrow if all of that goes well. Meantime, you guys got to call in here this morning. The number is 406-294-0970. Do you guys know that today President Trump is meeting for the first time in his second term, meeting personally with Russian President Vladimir Putin? They're going to meet in Anchorage, Alaska, which is, I think, significant that Putin would meet on U.S. soil as well. It's not any kind of neutral territory. I guarantee you that Putin would not have done this during the Biden regime, because God knows these people, they probably got warrants for Putin out from some international criminal court or something for his stuff that he's done in Ukraine. And I guarantee you he would not be doing that if that was Biden. But you guys know who the Babylon Bee is. They are the absolute funniest site and have the funniest jokes out there of anywhere. I guarantee if you guys are not on X, on Twitter, you know, get an account, get out there. They have the funniest writers and do the best stuff of anything you'll see out there, anywhere, any comedy show, anybody. These guys are hilarious. They put out this headline that says, Trump negotiates Russian ceasefire by giving Putin California. I think you see that and you're like, those terms are acceptable to me. I don't know about you guys. I mean, they're under Russian rule as it is, so they might as well just go ahead and give that off to them, get that off our backs, right? That whole thing, the Ukraine war, as you guys know, has been going on. I believe that since January, February of 2022, where here we are at 3.5 years of that. And what you've seen during President Trump's term is that it's obvious neither side really wants peace, because he's sat down with both sides and pushing them, pulling them, and they don't want the peace. So you're going to have to force them. You're going to have to pull the trigger on both of them. This is a rare case where both sides don't want peace. At least I haven't seen that in my lifetime with a war. Normally people want this stuff to end. Well, there is the music. We will be right back with more Montana Talks. And we're going to talk about President Trump taking over Washington, D.C. Be right back.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today, high temperature readings will climb in the upper 90s in the Billings area to about 93 in Bozeman. For tonight, clear skies with temperatures falling off into the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine Thursday, highs range from the upper 80s to low 90s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
During a Monday interview with Fox's Laura Ingraham, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth talked about an imminent change in tone in military basic training. Hegseth said the Pentagon is bringing back shark attacks, first stopped about 5 years ago, which describes when drill sergeants yell and berate new recruits, simulating chaos to see how individuals react. Hegseth explaining the change in thinking.
If you want a strong, tough military, why do you get softer at the beginning?
The secretary adding,
the tactics drill sergeants used in the 70s, 80s, 90s, they forged generations of young Americans who went and fought wars courageously.
And saying that the bottom line is,
we're making it possible to actually command decisively in the military, which is how you close with and destroy your enemy.
Hegseth also hinted that the Defense Department could also possibly revert to being called the War Department, as it was until the end of World War II. The secretary noting the final decision is up to President Trump. Kevin Wetzke, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
Hi, Mom.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, here we go. We are back. This is John Jackson. Good morning and welcome to Montana Talks Radio. Remember, you guys call in the number 406-294-0970. Probably the biggest news this morning is, if you wake up this morning, watch your TV, listen to your radio, that President Trump has taken control of Washington, D.C., as far as law and order. He has assumed command of the place, has taken over the police department, because any of y'all that know people that live there, that been there, that place is an out-of-control, crime-ridden Adam Schiff hole. It has been for a very, very long time. I looked this up, and apparently what President Trump can do right off the bat, he can do 48 hours, and then after that, he can inform the Congress that he needs to do it for 30 days. Beyond that, you're going to have to get some kind of joint resolution from the Congress. So, and maybe you can do that with a majority vote. I'm not sure about that, but anyway, the 30 days right off the bat is immediately what he can do just on his own without asking anybody. 30 days is great. It's better than nothing. But how criminals operate is they're going to know. And that's going to be blasted all over the news. I've already seen it on some of the news sites where they're already saying 30 days. They're already putting that out there. Any of them that are smart are just going to go out into the county or just stay inside their homes, keep their heads low for 30 days, and then be right back out there doing their business, whether it's drug dealing, robbing, carjacking, all of the nonsense they do. Right now, I've seen a lot of great videos out there. They're all on X, and it shows, as of this morning, as of last night, the National Guard, as well as federal agents, are on foot patrol there in the Washington, D.C. area. And they are coming right up to people, homeless people, these street criminals, these bums that just lay around everywhere, just doing nothing but drinking and smoking and looking to rob people and things like that. They're walking right up to them and saying, from now on, guys, it's pretty much the broken windows policy, because they're telling them right to their face, you're not going to be drinking out here in public. You're not going to be smoking weed out here in public. You're not going to be committing crimes in public anymore. And I saw a great video where this federal agent told one of these bums, he said, look, President Trump has had enough. He says it right to his face. And this is all great, but see, to really get a handle on this crime there and make an actual difference in it, you're going to need a long time. But let's just say it straight out. You're going to need 6 months, a year. And it's going to involve taking a lot of these worst violators and putting them in prison, okay? Picking them up. And you guys know Judge Jeanine from Fox News. She is the now the U.S. attorney for the D.C. area. Have those cases be accepted by her, prosecute them, and put these people in prison. And you mean you're talking hundreds of the worst violators out there are going to have to be picked up and sent to prison. And then that's when the word starts going around, hey, there's a whole new day here. There's a new sheriff in town. We're not going to be allowed to do this stuff anymore. If you guys know, this got kicked off the other day. Finally, the straw that broke it for President Trump was his, one of his Doge people, a famous guy known as, out there as Big Balls. I think he must be a basketball player. He must have some big basketballs. But he was out walking around, saw an assault in progress, jumped in the middle of it. I guess these thugs were beating up on this woman. He jumped in the middle of it, got the snot beat out of him, but he stopped. Apparently, he did stop the assault. He saved this gal, and there's pictures of him out there. He got beaten really badly. Got really his blood. There's pictures of him with his shirt off, with his the blood coming all down his face. And the kid, he's a young kid, probably in his 20s. You know, looks like he's all of about 5'9" and maybe 150 pounds. And jumped in the middle of this fight, I mean, the hero, and stopped this. And this week, you saw President Trump had just had enough of this. And I've got some audio this morning. I'm going to ask Caden to play here in a little bit, of different reactions to this out there from the public, and also from the police chief of Washington, D.C. And Kate, you got that ready to go with the police chief of Washington, D.C.? You guys are going to love listening to this, okay? Listen to the answer from the chief of police here when she is asked about the chain of command.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Dan Bondi speaking to the mayor? How does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services in our home.
You go ahead and cut that, Katie. Right there, Wendy, that's the DEI hire, chief of police there, who, when asked by the media, what is the chain of command now, she says, what does that mean? This woman has no idea what that even that phrase means, the chain of command. I mean, just unbelievable. And this shows you how completely incompetent and out of their depth these type of people are. And we are seeing this all over the country, the DEI hires that are running your law enforcement. There's the music. We will be right back. And we have got Niz on line one. We'll get to her right in just a minute.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Progressive Senator Bernie Sanders teamed up on Capitol Hill recently with American Federation of Teachers head Randy Weingarten on bills to bolster teacher pay and increase school faculty numbers. Sanders says the average public school teacher in America today earns over 5% less than he or she did nearly 30 years ago. Weingarten recently praised Democratic New York City nominee for mayor Zohran Mamdani. Still, the left embraces Weingarten. California Democrat Ro Khanna characterized her as, quote, quite innovative, working with the private sector to have some high school students credentialed in a trade by the time they graduate. Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn and GOP North Carolina Representative Mark Harris want Congress to strip the National Education Association of its charter. Progressives say the GOP wants to undercut teachers. The NEA recently approved a resolution defending its use of the word fascism to describe President Trump, but the NEA may need to work on its ABCs. The union misspelled fascism. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
All right, get ready to clutch those pearls and get ready for the most unwoke hour of the week. I know you thought that was Tuesday. Well, John Jackson, the Joker from X, is coming back for Wednesday's show as well. Jump in on the conversation. You can call in on Montana Talks, or you can message us on the app as well. And then on Thursday's show, I'll have Frank Mealy, the former Daily Interlake editor, with me for the full hour. So that'll be a great chat on Thursday's statewide show as well.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Remember the Bozeman firefighter who had to battle the city after losing her baby? Well, there's a victory for Gabby. Check out the update at MontanaTalks.com.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
When I told a National Border Patrol union leader what we were hearing back here in Montana about the northern border, he confirmed it. Check out that story, MontanaTalks.com.
Your News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, on Tuesday, the USDA decreased its estimate of overall U.S. wheat production to 1.927 billion bushels compared to 1.929 billion bushels in the July report. Breaking it down, winter wheat production is now forecast up 1% from July and up less than 1% from 2024. Durham wheat production up 10% from the previous forecast and up 9% from last year, while other spring wheat production for grain is forecast to be down 4% from July and down 11% from a year ago. USDA on Tuesday also forecast a record corn crop at a whopping 16.7 billion bushels, with a record yield projected for corn at 188.8 bushels per acre. Meanwhile, Tuesday's World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report was rather bullish for the beef and cattle markets for 2025, as beef production was decreased by 262 million pounds, and third and fourth quarter, and even first quarter 2026, Fed steer prices increased significantly. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Cattle producers, big runs, big country. It's time for Superior Livestock Auctions Bighorn Classic from Sheridan, Wyoming. August 20th through the 22nd, 116,000 head will sell, and sale time is 8 a.m. Mountain Time each day. Now be there in person or watch it all live at SuperiorLivestock.com. Also available on Superior's YouTube channel and Dish Channel 997. Superior Livestock, committed to their buyers and sellers for over 35 years.
Forage grown with in-soil algae at Reminis Ranch has shown verified increases in vitamin A and E by 162% and 68% respectively. Algae-treated pasture has boosted conception rates, improved immune health, and increased steer weight, enabling a significant reduction in mineral supplements and chemical fertilizer. In-soil algae and Reminis Ranch, healthy soils for better beef and healthier people. Find us at remangus.com.
Well, this week, agriculture groups are applauding the EPA's announcement that it's going to revise diesel exhaust fluid guidelines for manufacturers of heavy trucks and off-road equipment. Manufacturers will be directed to update software in equipment that uses DEF to help prevent them from losing power. The American Farm Bureau Federation's President Zippy Duval said EPA's decision to grant a grace period to make repairs or refill DEF is the right thing to do. It keeps commerce moving and farmers and ranchers in the field. And finally this morning, for the fourth consecutive year, the American Sheep Industry Association has provided grants totaling $15,000 to developing shears, seeing the large and continuing need for more shears across the country for both large and small sheep operations. The ASI Wool Council created the Developing Shear and Mentor Program to incentivize the development of domestic shears. This year's grant ran from January through June and was given to 8 developing shearers who sheared in 18 states from Maryland to North Dakota to Kansas to Oregon. And 2 of their mentors were also provided grants to compensate for equipment, instruction, and jobs given to students. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
We have got our busy phone lines already lit up this morning, and we have on line one, we've got Niz. Good morning, Niz.
Hi, how you doing?
How's it going? What do you want to talk about?
You know, the downfall of D.C. truly began with Obama's presidency, but it really kicked in during the embrace of the BLM movement. But all of this DEI racism truly comes down to one word, leftism. Leftism must have these willing idiots in positions of power to carry out the orders of their leftist leaders. And just like we're seeing in D.C., these local DEI leaders, like the police chief and the mayor, are a necessary requirement under leftism, because true leftism, which is what we're seeing happening in the blue cities right now, requires violence. It requires racial strife and chaos and anger. And if they want to maintain their leftist power, they need all of those things.
Oh, 100%. And you guys hear Niz right there hitting on, dead on the point right there. Who started all of this? Barack Hussein Obama. And this history, you guys know, if you're of a certain age, you know that the race hustlers that started all of this DEI crap, they've been around for 30 years, you know, Jackson and Sharpton and all these guys, but it never was mainstreamed. It was just kind of snickered at and scoffed at off to the side because everybody knew it was BS. But then Barack Hussein Obama came along, and as the president of the United States and with his entire cabinet, legitimized it, right?
Yeah, I mean, look at what's happened in cities since Obama's policies reshaped the courts and policing. The crime and disregard for human life has become so normalized that the left doesn't just accept it, they welcome it into their own neighborhoods. They actually reject law and order and the good. Why? Because, like I said, leftism requires violence, and violence is the core principle that animates their entire movement now.
And what is that phrase? Anarcho-tyranny. Like you said, leftism requires violence. That's what this is tyranny through anarchy. They allow the savages to run the streets, and you are also not allowed to ever defend yourselves or other people, or they'll put you in jail.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're up against, John. There are now Americans, a large portion of Americans, who want to live in chaos and violence due to crime, and our enemies see political violence as a legitimate option because they don't really have anything else. So we can't really allow them to have this foothold, because once they get a foothold, they'll create a stronghold.
Hey, Niz, I know the callers can't hear the music. What we got here coming up right in the next thing is this 60-second Fox News break. It's real fast. Hang with me. We'll get through the 60-second. We'll come right back, and we will continue on this topic because this is very important for our country and obviously for our nation's capital. We'll be right back. We're back with Niz, and we're still on this topic of D.C. and the crime and the DEI law enforcement out there. And I had a list, just right off the top of my head, I wrote down this morning. You think in the last 4 months, just what have you seen out here on your TV in the last 4 months? You've got New Orleans. Remember Granny Clampett? Sheriff Granny Clampett down there in New Orleans. You've got Cincinnati, another purple-haired lesbian Granny Clampett there in Cincinnati. You've got the sheriffs of Charlotte, Boston, and now you see this idiot DEI police chief in D.C. who doesn't even know what the phrase chain of command means. And they're all screeching about how Trump took over D.C. here. You guys remember, Niz, you remember how Obama used his civil rights division as just another faction of the Soprano crime family to take over God knows how many big city police departments out here all over the country.
He sure did, and that changed the culture into a level of depravity that just keeps getting worse. And the level of depravity was really revealed this year during the recent Texas floods, the drowning of white Christian children from Camp Mystic. And what normally should have been a unifying moment for the nation, the left erupted into joy on social media. They were celebrating the deaths of children because they were white. And this is no different than when Hamas celebrates over the deaths of children because they're Jewish. And the American left of today really mirrors Hamas when it comes to their dependence on violence and destruction. Both groups thrive on violence, even the deaths of their own people. They need that to sustain their ideology. That's exactly what we're seeing in D.C. right now from the left. They need the violence to keep their ideology going. There's a distinct connection between the two.
And here's a big, big truth bomb for all of you guys. All you, you've grown up in this country being taught about democracy. But you also know, if you're paying attention, that there are countries around the world that cannot sustain themselves under a democracy. They cannot participate in self-governance and self-rule. These inner cities, these big blue inner cities, you've known this for the past 50 years, and you're seeing it there in D.C. right now. They are incapable of self-governance. They really are. That's why President Trump is going to have to come in here and take this place over, which we can debate that, too. I mean, should we even be in the business of doing that? Or should we just make it safe for our people and let the whole rest of the place fall? That's the whole conversation we're having about New York right now as well. Well, that we are coming up to the next break. Thank you very much for the call, Niz. Good stuff and great analysis on that. And we will be right back here in a second with Nancy on line two.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we got busy, busy phones this morning. We got first up waiting patiently. We have Nancy online, too. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, good morning, John. Good morning, our Montana Talk family. I have questions about California, the penal system. I just found out a couple weeks ago that the governor, Gavin Newsom's been, he shut down 4 state penitentiaries, and that he's working on closing a 5th one. These people are let out of prison. The jails are just they're bursting at the seams. They can't hold any more people. So these criminals are allowed out, and they're wandering all around the country. And I'm sure that maybe some of them have even found their way into Washington, D.C. and some of these homeless camps. Who knows? But I want to know, what authority, how can a governor get away with doing something like this? And I just want to say that for the first time, the younger generation is starting to see the kind of country that I grew up in. There's law and order. And it's taking everybody by surprise because they've never seen it to the extent that President Trump is using it. And just one more point, the redistricting. Florida, the state of Ohio, Indiana, and Nebraska, they're all considering redistricting because we have got to get another Republican into the White House in 2028 because everything that Trump's doing now in these 4 years, they will be undone if we get another kook, if we get another left-winger, communist liberal in that White House Oval Office. And everything is going to be undone that we're seeing done today. So I just can't believe that a governor can be allowed to shut down a prison. So what do you think, John? Can you help us out here to understand this, how he can get away with this?
Yeah, I looked that up real quick while you were talking, Nancy, and according to Grok, they have closed five. This is the fifth state prison closure under Gavin Newsom, and you know why. But what they're going to do is, first of all, they're not arresting people, so the people are not getting put into the system and sent to prison, so that then they can see falling numbers in their prison population, so then they can say, oh, it's not cost-effective to be using this facility anymore, going to save the taxpayers some money, blah, blah, lie, 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 lie. Because of what we were just talking about a minute ago, is it's all a part of anarcho-tyranny. They are tyrannizing you, terrorizing you through their anarchy, because they want the animals out there on the street terrorizing you. Because why? Because they want to topple this entire system.
Well, we're going to have a tough time, because I think there's so much support for President Trump and for our country. And our constitution, our way of life, I don't think they're going to win this one. But there's still a lot of danger out there. There's a lot of murder. There's just a lot of mental anguish and just awful things happening. And I know that for a fact that a lot of these people in these homeless camps in D.C. are illegal aliens. President Trump said that himself. And I'm sure that a lot of these people that were released in California are illegal aliens that have associations with the Mexican cartel. So I don't know, John. It's going to be a tough fight, and I just cringe at what these people are doing and what they have done in the past. I mean, we don't know in these homeless camps. You just don't know what all is going on. I mean, we got people homeless that aren't right in their mind. They could be murdered. They could be thrown in a ditch or in a river or stream. You know, there's just no accountability here. There's no numbers to go by on what's really happening.
No, you're dead on right. Thank you very much for the call, Nancy. You guys remember Richard Pryor back in the day? Great, hilarious comedian. He had a great line one time. And this is going back. This is probably an album he probably recorded in the 70s or the 80s. And he said he heard about all the brothers, all the blacks that were in prison, and he felt really bad for them. And he was going to go visit them as a celebrity and tell them he was thinking about them and push for some reforms and all this stuff. And he went to visit a big maximum security prison, and he said in his comedy act, he said I came out of there with one thought, and that's, thank God we've got penitentiaries. This is a guy that went in there thinking this, oh my God, how can we do this to people? And came out thinking, thank God we do this to people. Okay, that's your realization, the actual truth versus the liberal dream nonsense truth. Here we got on line one, we have Tom in Billings. Morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. How we doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm calling on behalf, and he doesn't know I'm doing it, but my buddy Brad Molnar is being brought up on the table by this leftist group that's saying he said something. He's saying he did something. He's a distinguished member. He's been a distinguished member of Congress. He's now the PSC here in Montana. He has no rights. They're not letting him confront his accusers. They're violating his First Amendment rights. This guy is above and beyond fighting for Montana. It's a public service commission. And I've reached out to Tim Sheehy. I've reached out to Steve Daines. They're aware of it. We need to fight for this guy because he is a no BS kind of guy. And he's not gonna lie to you. He's not gonna tell you anything that isn't right. And if he sees corruption and he sees disorder in anything, he's gonna fight for it. And I want every Montanan to rally around this guy. Brad Molnar is a good guy. Brad Molnar is a Montanan.
Tom, give us some details. I don't understand. You're gonna have to make me understand. What group is doing what to him? Exactly.
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and this liberal group is filing charges against him and bringing him onto the carpet for saying something that apparently the liberal left didn't like. You know, it happens all the time. Brad was on with Aaron yesterday and had an interview on the radio yesterday. And I'm not going to go into everything. I think it should come from Brad himself. And I would love for Brad to call in and talk about it. But this guy is being hung out to dry by a liberal left rights group saying he said and did this. And I'm not going to go into it because there's a lot of law going on there. Reach out to Brad. This guy is a good guy. He didn't do anything wrong. All he did was brought out the truth of corruption and stuff like that. I'm going to leave it at that. But we need to rally around our Public Service Commission because he's a good guy about Northwest Energy. That's all I'm going to say about it before they come after me.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's hard for me to comment on that right there because I don't know what, who, what, when, where, why. I don't know any of the W's there, so really hard for me to comment on that. But as we know, I can tell you that if you're any kind of public figure in this world today, and if you're a conservative, you're a person on the right, these maggots out here from the left are out there monitoring everything you say, and they're looking for the first chance to create any kind of controversy, throw any kind of smear at you. That's just what they do. These people are widespread, well-funded. They've got now hundreds of billions of dollars behind them through our tax money. See, that people always talk about George Soros. I mean, George Soros is Count Dracula, right? He's doing everything. But see, that's pre-2020. Now, for the last 4 years in those government budgets that Republicans, all of them, signed off on every single time, they funneled out hundreds of billions of dollars of your tax money out to these NGOs who then farm them out again to other people who are using your tax money to attack you, to destroy you, to come after you. That's the kind of thing, number one, it's got to get stopped. And number two, that's one of the biggest missions of your current FBI under Kash Patel that I'm not seeing yet. They need to have their financial divisions out there investigating every single one of these funds, freezing that money and charging these people that run them with fraud and every other crime that they can come up with, because this is some dirty, dirty crap out here and it's being done with your tax money. Well, there's the music. We'll be right back here in a second. And you guys call in here, 406-294-0970.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The old candidate, Tommy Mondani, or Marxist Mondani, is only paying $2,300 a month for his stabilized apartment in New York, despite making $142,000 a year as an assemblyman, plus stipends, in addition to however much apparently his artist wife is raking in. Because rent-stabilized, rent-controlled apartments are meant for struggling working families or for poor people. You know, it's part of a long-term pattern of liberals. How many times have I said that liberals are only generous with other people's money? And the guy just had multiple weddings that were extravagant. His family comes from great wealth. Why doesn't he give the apartment back?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, I've been buying precious metals. Somebody gave me great advice. I'm so grateful every day that I did, and I've been doing it for decades. Every paycheck I get, no matter what, I put aside a portion of money to diversify into precious metals. Now, especially during uncertain times, remember the 2008 financial crisis. Who do I choose to make my gold and silver purchases with? What company do I now use? Who do I trust? Well, I've been partnering with a great company for 3 years. I am a customer. The company's called Gold Co. Gold Co. will send you right now a free 2025 gold and silver kit to learn more about diversifying with precious metals. Now, this kit from Gold Co. has been a huge help to me. I think you'll learn a valuable lesson. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer. Now, you're not going to want to miss out. All you have to do is call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's 855-815-GOLD, or go to the website HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the region for today, high temperature readings will climb in the upper 90s in the Billings area to about 93 in Bozeman. For tonight, clear skies with temperatures falling off into the mid-50s in Bozeman to the mid-60s in Billings. There was sunshine Thursday. Highs range from the upper 80s to low 90s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, this was a crazy demolition derby video out of the High Line of Montana. This took place in Glasgow. The number five car flips it in reverse, flies over the berm, crashes through the fence. Check out the video. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. Plus, it was a fundraiser for a good cause. But the video's crazy. We've got that and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Or better yet, if you get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll get that content as soon as it's posted.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, summer is here, and with warmer weather comes a chance for some new beginnings. There is no better time to focus on your health with Billings Last Diet. Over 7 years ago, I lost 30-plus pounds thanks to their program, and I've kept it off ever since. Some of our listeners have climbed even higher, losing over 100 pounds. Think about all your favorite summer activities, hiking the trails, biking with friends, or playing with your kids. Now you take all that weight off your back. You take all that weight off your knees. And imagine that same hike with 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 plus pounds no longer on your back. Billings Last Diet is the program that works. This can be your last diet. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com, or give them a call right now, 294-6751. They even have a remote option if you don't live in Billings, so check them out. It's a program that works. Hey, summer is here, and with warmer
there we go, a little spot block, what they call the spot block there from Aaron Flint. We have the phone lines lit up again. We have on line one, we have Patriot Girl. Good morning, Patriot Girl. Are you there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Good morning. What's up?
Oh, it was awful quick. Hang on 1 second. Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay, we're not hearing you. We're not hearing you. I tell you what, try and call back after the top of the hour, and we'll get you in here because we only got about 2 minutes left to go there. Yeah, what we were talking about a minute ago with the caller about these leftist groups. That's what you always have to remember is when you see the reports you see coming from the left against your people. Is almost always dredged up slime lies that amount to nothing because that's what these people do for a living. That's all they do. I say the Aaron Flint radio show. You got these people out there. There's probably God knows how many people out there listening right now that all they do every day is listen to the Aaron Flint show here in Montana, trying to catch Aaron in just the slightest little thing that they can complain about, that they can splash some headline on their blog out there to accuse him of something or, you know, complain about him in some way. Don't pay attention to any of it. It's all lies. It is every time. I haven't seen a consistent, honest narrative from these people in 30 years. they don't have to. See, they don't have to tell the truth because they're never held accountable for it. The media never holds them account for anything. I had a great, great piece of news that popped up yesterday. You're not going to see it in hardly anywhere. But you guys, what are we at? Where are today? Today's Wednesday. Monday, President Trump went ahead and greenlit the use of the military against the drug cartels down in Mexico. He had already mentioned this back numerous months ago that he was thinking about it. And I guarantee you what he'd done was he told the Mexican president, hey, you know, I'll give you a certain amount of time to take care of this yourself. And if you don't, I'm going to. And obviously that time came and went, and he just went ahead and said, okay, green light. We're going to start doing it now. And lo and behold, yesterday, 24 hours later, Mexico gave up what is said in the media as 26 wanted cartel members, handed them over within 24 hours of that. Now, haven't seen the names, and they're probably just low-level people that don't really add up to anything in the greater scheme of the entire Mexican government's criminal organization that they have going. But it is something, and it shows that pressure works, and President Trump needs to keep up that pressure continuously and even maybe do a couple operations down there. Let them know we are not kidding around. There's the music. Be right back.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service for State Forester and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.